Welcome to Ecclesia Principles, a biblical strategy for restoring America, with your host, Ray Eppert.
Join us again today. Today, in our Ecclesia Principles, we're going to look at principle number two. Principle one is foundational principles, that you have to have foundational principles. You have to build off of that. Now, with this, and you have to decide what those guiding principles, those foundational principles are. Now, principle number two is choice. Choice. A little while back, we talked about jurisdictions, that there are five primary jurisdictions. There's four jurisdictions that God established, and then there's a fifth one that came out of that. The first jurisdiction that God established was that of the individual or self-government. Choice is a direct outflow of the jurisdiction of self-government. If you do not have self-government, then you don't have a choice. Self-government is where you get to decide. The basic idea of jurisdiction is who has the right to say, who has the right to make the decision, make the call, determine what happens. And with self-government, choice is a fundamental principle of self-government. It is ingrained in that. God, when he created the earth and he made man, he set the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. Now, he said, you can eat of all the trees except this one. The day that you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. Now, a lot of times people say, well, why in the world did God put that tree there anyway? You do not have self-government unless you have choice. Mankind could not have been a free moral agent. He couldn't have self-determination if there was no choice. If God gave no choices, that just would not have been the reality. To have self-government, you have to have choices. And ultimately, the concept of self-government means when it comes to my choices, if you have effective self-government, then you control whatever there is about you that's wanting to go the wrong direction, and you choose the right direction. It is an act of choice. Choice, again, is the direct result of self-government. There is no free will without it. In this, when it comes to looking at our world through the Ecclesia principles, God's rules for government, how he wants things to function, God gave mankind a free will. He gave us choices. Deuteronomy 30, God told Israel, he said, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose. That's Deuteronomy 30, 19. God gives choices. He gives that opportunity to choose. Now, even in Deuteronomy 30, he told him, he says, therefore choose life. In the garden, he said, don't eat of this tree. It'll kill you. He told them the consequences of the negative choice, but he did not remove the choice. He did not keep that from them because he wanted them to develop an effective self-government. Now, as we talk about choice, there's a lot of things that people refer to today as choice, and well, we need to have this choice. And we're going to talk about some of those things and biblically where this choice fits in to the scheme of things in society and in government. So stay with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Jesus said, I will build my church, or ecclesia. Ecclesia identified those who were called out to vote on issues that determine their culture. Jesus expects us to positively influence our culture with equality, liberty, and justice for all.
All right, we're back. Today, we're talking about ecclesia principle number two, which is choice. Now, we said that it's a direct result of the jurisdiction of self-government. Now, with this, where I want to go in this particular segment is in the political world, the subject of abortion, there's pro-life and there's pro-choice. With this, what I want to show you is that pro-choice really isn't about choice, it's about convenience. That's primarily what it's about, because ultimately self-government is about the individual and their choice, not my choice for someone else. See, at that point, yes, don't tell us what to do with our bodies. Here's the thing, though. When you're dealing with a baby, it's not your body. That is that child's body. Oh, no, it's my body. Again, let's just imagine for a moment, God forbid, that you would have a cancer, a tumor, and they would operate, they would go in and take it out. They do not give that part of your body that they took out a Social Security number. It doesn't have a birth certificate. And at this point, a child, a baby, I'll use their term, a fetus, unless you take their choice away and you make a choice, that part, that which is in your body, will grow up, have its own Social Security number. It will have its own hands, its own feet, its own eyes, its own ears. At that point, it's really not about choice, because it's really about taking away the choice of the child. And on the flip side, it's about, well, having a child right now, very frequently, it would just really ruin my life. And I'm not disagreeing with that. I have talked with people that where they were, and I've actually talked with people that, let's just say their pregnancy did not come about by good means. And at that point, in talking with them, what I encouraged them to do was have an adoption, put the child up for adoption. Because I told them, I understand with where you are in your life, you're not ready. It was a young person. You're not ready. It wasn't their fault. It really wasn't their choices that got them into this situation. You're not ready for that. You need to be able to have a future of your own. But so does that child. And in this particular case, I told him, you don't really need to be reminded of what has happened in this situation for the rest of your life. You'll always remember it. You'll never forget it. But you don't need the child feeling any of that from you. That child needs to have the opportunity to have its best life possible. And thank God they chose adoption. They went that choice. That child, the last time I saw them, they were just a baby, less than a year old. But they now have choice. The principle of choice is not to be violated wherever you find it. And in the pro-choice movement, it's really tyranny. I want to make the choice, and I want to remove the choice from that child. I'm going to remove that because this is better for me. And in that, the pro-choice movement is really not pro-choice. It's pro-convenience at that point. And the bottom line, I've predicted it before, not too long ago, but one of the things I believe with the advances of technology, we will see probably in the next few years, we will see the end of Roe versus Wade. Because with our technology today, you cannot have a sonogram or an ultrasound and go, that's not a baby. It's just anybody that's honest with it knows that's a person and that's an individual. And science, I believe, will undo Roe versus Wade. Stay with us through this break and we'll be right back.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com.
You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppert, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
All right, good to have you back. And we're talking to right now about the Ecclesia Principle number 2, which is choice. In this, we said that choice is a direct result or a direct product of self-government. Now, in this segment, what I want to talk about is that choice is the first half of responsibility. Responsibility really has kind of two parts to it. But personal responsibility has that element of choice. If you're going to be responsible, then you have the right to choose. That goes hand in hand. Now, as I get ready to talk about this, something I want you to keep in mind is that personal responsibility is a requirement for maturity. Personal responsibility is a requirement. You cannot mature without responsibility. They cannot be separated. Now, the thing of it is, some people can have responsibility and still never mature, but you cannot mature without responsibility. Now, I'm going to go back in time a little bit here, and like most people, when I was young, and so I'll just put up with this for a little bit in this example. But the thing of it is when I was growing up, and I grew up in a rural area, it was not uncommon for kids on the farm to be driving the tractor at a very young age, to be riding lawnmower at a very young age. It wasn't uncommon for a young person, a young child. You know, I'm talking about, you know, when I was a kid, I think the first time I got to go hunting and carry a gun, I was probably like 8 years of age. Now, the thing of it is, you know, I also drove a car on the farm at home before I ever was old enough to have a license. Now, here's the thing. If you grow up having that responsibility, you're driving a tractor, you're driving a riding lawnmower, you're driving a car around on the farm, then you going out on the road isn't as big a deal. You handle it much better. You know, I was in another city a while back, and they were talking about this person. They were talking about their child, which it was, they were a young person by that point. They were, I think, 19 or 20, and they did not yet have their driver's license. And I think they were 19 going on 20. And with that, I mean, I tried not to have a reaction, but I said, really? And they said, yeah. Said, where we live here, because of how the traffic is, most people do not get their driver's license until they're 20 to 21 because they're just not able to handle it. Well, I understand that dynamic. And what that means is they don't have the experience to go into that situation. It's not so much about the age. See, in our world, and I understand why we have to have something definitive, we gear so many things to age. Well, at this age, they're able to do it. And it's done largely based on societal norms. But ultimately, if a child is given additional responsibility when they're younger, they will reach a place of maturity and be able to handle that much quicker than someone who is never given that responsibility. Again, choice is the first half of personal responsibility. When you're put behind the wheel, you have to decide which way to turn it. And at that point, you end up having to make decisions. Again, personal responsibility is a requirement for maturity. The bottom line is if we want to see our country and our society develop more responsibility, let's put it this way, we want to see it develop more maturity because right now our society, there are people that they're not as mature as a lot of the 15-year-olds I knew when I was growing up. They can't handle responsibility. They can't handle making choices. They freeze in a lot of those situations. Why? Because so much of society has removed the element of choice from them. And the second half is really consequences. And that's where a little while back we talked about reciprocity and things, that you have choices and those choices have consequences. You reap what you sow. Those have to go together. That's how you make a decision. It was bad. You learn not to do it again. That has to be a part of making policies. Stay with us through this break, and we'll be back for our final segment.
Want to make a difference in your community? Check out cityelders.com or search City Elders Augusta County, Virginia. City Elders exist to influence government spiritually, politically, and economically so that life is protected, liberty is defended, Christ is exalted, and families can flourish. See about helping start a group in your area. You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
All right, we're back. This is our last segment today, and we're talking about principle number 2 of Ecclesia Principles, which is choice. We did reference in the last segment that the second half of personal responsibility is reciprocity, and that's actually principle number 3. You have choices, you have consequences. You reap what you sow. In this, we have to understand, and this, what I'm wanting to talk about right now is a huge part of our problem, which has drove us to where we are with a largely immature society, and that is this: consequences cannot be separated from choice. But so much of our society is trying to remove the consequences of choices. Well, you wouldn't want that person to go through that, would you? Do you really want them? No, none of us want anybody to suffer. But the bottom line is, if people don't have consequences for choices, then they never mature. And at that point, if we do that across the board as a society, then our society gets more and more immature as we go along. And if you don't think that's happening, just turn on the news. Turn on reality TV. You know, back in the day, you could have turned on Jerry Springer. And you could see, oh, man, you know, people, I want to do this, but I shouldn't have a consequence. There shouldn't be a problem. I just want to have fun. And all of those things, consequences cannot be separated from choice. If you remove it, you're creating a problem. You're violating the principle of choice. See, in the Garden of Eden, God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in there. He said, don't eat it. They made the choice to eat of it. They were kicked out of the garden. Now, God still loved them. He had a redeemer planned. He redeemed humanity, but he didn't remove that initial consequence. He didn't do it. It stayed in place. Why? Because God doesn't want a bunch of immature children. He wants us to grow up. And especially with kids. And it's a hard thing to do sometimes. When your children make mistakes, you have to allow them to deal with the consequences. That has to be a part. Well, but I just love them. If you don't allow them to deal with the consequences, you don't love them, because, or at least you're not showing it, because actually what you're doing is harming them and hurting them in the long run. You're causing them to not be prepared for real life. And again, that doesn't mean that you gotta go nuts and just, you know, three-year-old, you're doing this, that, and the other. I'm not saying that. But there's a place of balance. You have to have both of these principles, choice and consequences, the principle of choice and the principle of reciprocity, that your results are tied to your choices. Those things go together. You cannot remove it. And the benefit of leaving them in place, and that doesn't mean you never forgive. That doesn't mean you never overlook something. Because they also need to learn to understand grace and forgiveness. But if all they get is grace and forgiveness and never have to deal with the consequences, then they will not mature. That has to be there. It has to be in place. Consequences ultimately cannot be separated from choice. Anytime we endeavor to do that, it creates a problem. That has to be a part of civil policy. Has to be a part of civil policy, because otherwise the society is going to get increasingly immature, and eventually, I mean, we get what we've got now and what we'll have down the road unless something changes. I remember talking to a coach one time, and they were telling me about, they had a practice, and it was a girls team, and they said, well, you know, each practice I have them run two laps and then we start working on stuff. And this was the initial tryout. She said one girl ran one lap and said, I didn't come here for this, and walked out the door. And I said, oh my, I said, just wait. And the coach said, just wait for what? I said, just wait till she has kids. Just wait to what she instructs her child. If she doesn't have a principle and understanding of choices and consequences, that you have to take personal responsibility, if she doesn't have that, then she can never pass it on to our kid, on to her kids. That has to be a part of our society. That's one of the biggest needs to be put into our public school system, is the concept of personal responsibility. You make choices and you eat the fruit of your choices. God bless you. Join us again next time.
You've been listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard. Follow us on podbean.com. Also available on Facebook at Liberty Justice HQ and online at libertyjusticehq.com.